You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Well, it may not be yours, but it's my favorite season. I think Emily concurs. Jeremy?
Yes. I love it.
It's our favorite season.
The weather's perfect. The leaves are pretty.
I don't think that we would. I don't know that we would do. I guess we could do a summer Hall of Fame.
Nah, fall's where it's at.
The summer gets all the attention anyway.
All the expensive power bills.
All right, so here's the thing. All of the lines are jammed right now, so if you're trying to call, you're getting a busy signal. But as people drop off, we want you to immediately fill that spot. We can only go with three things. So, Amanda, you get the first nomination. What is it?
Good morning. I'm going to say pumpkin spice latte or pumpkin spice.
Man. Oh, everything is pumpkin spice. This and that nowadays, isn't it?
All right.
Even just the pumpkin spice, because like I don't do the latte, but I do the pumpkin spice.
Has pumpkin spice been around for a long time?
Oh, it's hundreds of years, Dom.
It was passed down from our ancestors.
How come I haven't even heard of it except in the last 5 years or so?
Well,
pumpkin spice was brought over on the Mayflower.
Shut up.
The
it was not.
Santa Maria.
It really was. The Indians brought the pilgrims...
First Thanksgiving, they brought pumpkin spice.
That's why I'm wondering if it's Hall of Fame material, because
the latte.
30 years ago, nobody talked about pumpkin spice anything.
No, they did, underground they did.
The actual spice, I think, should be in the Hall of Fame, not the latte. Because like you said, that's really fresh, but pumpkin spice, that's...
Okay.
I think Jesus had that. The wise men brought that to baby Jesus.
Jesus and the Santa Maria?
Yes.
Okay, great.
I'm going to Google
it. It was frankincense and
Amanda,
pumpkin spice.
We've got your nomination. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You too. All
right. That'd be my rapper name.
So here comes Heidi. Hello, Heidi. What do you want to nominate?
Good morning. I want... nominate football.
Oh,
you kind of have to.
Really? Yes.
Hell yeah.
Sports.
Football does go into winter as well, but we think of football with fall.
Fall, yep. Well, you got one vote.
Hey, it's mine. I'll take it.
Dom will take that vote because I'm not a football fan.
Yeah, we're gonna get that one.
But you can recognize that it belongs in a Hall of Fame.
I get it.
You can mention it. I don't know.
This is not a just.
Hall of Fame.
Right.
Well, then it doesn't need to be in ours.
I think that's perfect, Heidi. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You have a good
day. Hey, side note, DT. On Google, I Googled it. It's on the internet. It has to be true. The pumpkin spice was first introduced at the first Thanksgiving, leading to an economic expansion of the West, blah, blah, blah. It was a commodity that was traded back in those days. Pumpkin spice.
Was it pumpkin or pumpkin spice?
It says, few people today realize that pumpkin spice, though historically traded as a discrete commodity, blah, 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 blah. So it's a pumpkin spice.
We'll argue about this
later. It's a thing.
That is a picture of a pilgrim.
Here's Eli. Hello, Eli.
Hi, how you doing?
What do you want to nominate for the Fall Hall of Fame?
Beer.
Beer?
Well, you have beer any time of year, man.
I know.
That covers everything. That's pumpkin beer, that's autumn ale, that's all beer.
I feel like you have to have the beer in some sort of situation. Like, I posted this on my Facebook, and one guy
what
said...
What about Oktoberfest?
Beer, like, around a campfire or something. Mm.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll put beer down for now. My fear for you, Eli, is that it will be bumped, but you never know.
Hey, that's fine.
You have a great day, buddy. I like your spirit.
You
have
too.
A good day.
You know, you can drink beer in the spring, right?
Here comes Chris. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you want to nominate?
Sweaters.
Yes.
We would have to do like sweaters / hoodies in one category.
Yes.
That's fine.
Would we think it could beat out
the hoodie would bump the sweater?
No, because...
Make it one category.
Yeah.
Hoodies / sweaters.
So would that bump any of the three we have?
I think it has to bump.
Swooties. We'll call them swooties.
It'd have to bump
sweater hoodies.
Beer.
So. Beer's gone. All right, beer is out, and sweaters / hoodies are in for now, Chris.
Awesome.
Nice.
Have a great day.
One of my posts online said shorts with a hoodie is so fall and so Colorado.
It's the best time. You see it all the time.
Like shorts and a hoodie, man.
Winter clothing.
Here's Jason on the phone. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How's it going?
What do you want to nominate for our Fall Hall of Fame? And by the way, we're getting into bump time. This is where tempers start to flare. What do you got?
How about the fall holidays, Halloween and Thanksgiving?
Halloweeny, yes.
Well, you got to pick one or the other. You can only nominate one thing.
I have a Halloween.
Halloween.
That's so good. Wait, what do we have right now?
We have pumpkin spice. football, and sweater slash hoodies.
Bump football.
But not everybody loves Halloween, really.
I'm not bumping football for that.
Come on. No. You got kids. You got the skeletons and the witches. You hate
Halloween. You talk about all the time how much you hate Halloween because of all the kids.
Well, but I like it to me.
I would bump pumpkin spice since Halloween encompasses pumpkin spice.
No.
Yes, it does. Pumpkin spice is almost a subset of Halloween.
No,
pumpkin spice stands alone. Oh, yeah. It came over on the Mayflower.
It changed the way we look at lattes.
It's not bumping in anything.
Your PSL.
Are you saying that Halloween isn't going to make the list?
I'm sorry, it can't.
No, come on, let's bump football. You have your own sports thing.
You can't bump football.
Yes, you can.
It's too big.
The Super Bowl is in February. That is not the fall.
Yeah, but everybody thinks of football in September.
Especially high school football.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, everything's staying.
Football is going to be my first guess.
I'm going to say, Jason, I'm going to think that Halloween is a great nomination, but apparently it didn't make it this time.
All right, guys.
Have a great day.
Sorry, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. I've got it written down, but just a little line through it. All right, here's Joe. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, I was going to say that I was going to put on clown mask.
Yeah.
But then I started thinking about that corn mazes would be way better.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. That's such a good nomination.
It really is.
That's bumping football.
That's bumping football.
Joe, turn your radio all the way down like Emily asked you to.
All right, sorry about that.
Yeah, check it down.
He just wanted to hear himself on the radio.
No, you can't bump football for a corn man.
That's ridiculous.
Pumpkin spice. Bump.
No. Pumpkin spice is king.
It's too much. He refuses to turn his radio down, so.
Okay, so hold on.
Corn mazes are huge this time of year.
Sweater.
That's what people do.
The sweaty.
It's almost naive to say corn mazes are bigger than football. I mean, it's just because you two don't like it. You're not being objective.
Then get rid of the sweaty.
But the thing with that is like you are actually experiencing fall outdoors, the environment.
Same
of
with
what
football.
Fall really is.
Right.
And no, you're in a crowded, stinky stadium.
The foliage.
When they get together in the fall, they might run outside and play football. Nobody gets together and says, let's go outside and build a corn maze.
Oh, that's ridiculous. No, they say, let's take the family to a corn maze. Anderson Farms,
My girlfriend went to one last night. She doesn't even have kids and she went.
Here's Carmen. Hello, Carmen. Welcome to the show.
Oh, you're drunk. You're drunk with power, Dom.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
I'll tell you what. I'll leave it up to Carmen. If Carmen objectively believes that corn mazes are bigger in America than football, I'll do it.
Well, that's not the issue. Is it more fall?
It's fall.
I'm saying, is it more of a representation of fall?
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
What do you say, Carmen?
Well, I rarely think about corn mazes and football. I mean, I'm not a football fan, but my husband is. So I'd say football.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. All right, Carmen. Thanks for calling. Have a great day.
Okay,
What's your nomination?
My nomination is the beautiful, colorful fall leaves. Yeah. I love crunching them under my feet when they're all dry.
Foliage.
I love how they fall. It's like colorful rain.
Oh, the crunch.
Foliage and leaves. Yeah.
Grasses,
that is fall.
That's just fall.
Total fall.
Yeah, that beats football.
I think it beats out pumpkin spice.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I think that one would beat out pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice is a little too niche.
No, you get rid of the sweaters and the hoodies over leaves. Are you kidding?
That's true.
I would do that before I would
get rid of the sweaters and the hoodies.
Let's get rid of sweaters and hoodies, but leave the PSL. Leave pumpkin spice because
pumpkin spice is king.
That was with Jesus.
Can pumpkin spice just be pumpkins?
No, it's just pumpkin spice.
Aww. Don't ruin this for us.
Stop complicating it.
I think pumpkin spice should have been out. It should never even been nominated.
No.
All right.
Is it the first?
I have just bumped sweaters and hoodies, and we've stuck in foliage / leaves.
We made a move.
All right.
Nice. Well played, madam.
Carmen, just be aware that it might not survive, though.
Leaves will, Carmen. Don't worry.
Well, you know, fall. Leaves, that is the season.
That's pretty much fall right there.
Is.
We could change the name of the season to just leaves. Pretty leaves.
Right?
We have summer, spring, winter, and pretty leaves.
Yes.
Have a great day, okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much. All right, let's go to the phones. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Shannon.
All right, Shannon. So what are you going to nominate?
Family portraits.
Oh, God.
Oh, what's this? I have one.
How did you get on the line?
I'm not screening. That's what's going on.
No, I'm glad you're not screening because I like these calls.
It is the time because you do take them with around the pretty. Pumpkin. You take them at the corn maze. I took a few. You take them with the leaves.
Yep. No.
But everybody that's not fun.
Oh, my God. No.
That's like senior portraits.
Bump football for that.
Shannon, I so appreciate your call. I don't think it's going to bump anything, but it's a sweet thought. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
She's pretty cute. Have your yellow lab next to you.
I know, she's wearing matching outfits with her family.
All right, good morning, Mix 100. Who's this?
V.
Your name is V?
Yes.
All right, turn your radio all the way. Oh, VI. All right, turn your radio all the way down. What's the nomination, V?
So it should be Halloween / fall festivals and take out PSL because all PSL is pumpkin, but it has nutmeg, ginger, and cinnamon in it, which you put in snickerdoodles as well, too.
Right. See, the problem with that is, it is a pumpkin spice latte that has been nominated and not just strictly
I only wrote down pumpkin spice.
Yeah, pumpkin you're just spice doing the spice?
Yeah. I did not put down the latte part.
That's what we're fighting for.
What are you nominating, V? Just Halloween? We've already been through Halloween.
And Halloween fall festivals, because it's the fall harvest. Cutting down the corn, the wheat.
Yeah. So right. I would consider, what would it bump? Know. The only thing it could bump would be the pumpkin spice.
Which isn't going to happen.
It came over on the Mayflower, madam.
So do you want to deny? Do you want to deny our country's heritage? Is that what you want?
No, V, I don't think it's going to make it, but it's a really good attempt. Thank you for calling. Okay, bye.
None of us would be here if it weren't for pumpkin spice.
Good morning. Who's this?
This is Jim.
Jim, welcome to the show. What are you nominating?
I think it's the light during the day.
Just you're
the
nominating angle. Light?
Huh.
The sunlight.
Sunlight.
What's the lack of? Is it well?
No, there is a different light when it comes through the trees, softer. And it makes everything kind of glow and get a little like auburny. Yeah,
I think that's beautiful. Yeah. I don't see how it can bump any of the three we've got right now. It's just a nice runner-up. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that's good.
All right, buddy.
All right, listen. All right. Thank you for calling. Have a great day.
All right.
All right,
bye-bye. That is a good man right there.
Do you mean like daylight, the end of daylight savings time?
No.
He's talking about the actual.
Oh, okay.
Fall has a softer light to it.
Because of the wildfires?
It's like an Instagram filter.
Let's quit worrying about it and move on. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Tom.
Hello, Tom. Johnny. What are you nominating?
I'm nominating craft fairs. That's the only time you ever see him during the fall is all the craft fairs.
You're the only man in the world that would call in with craft fairs.
my wife drags me to them all the time.
Sure, you're not even married, I bet.
What's your Pinterest account, Tom? It's not going to make it, buddy. It was a good try, and I appreciate your call more than you know.
I'll see you at the antique gallery this weekend, Tommy.
Have a great day, buddy. All right, we got time, I think, for one more. Good morning. Who is this?
Morning. It's Marilyn.
Hello, Marilyn. Keep your radio turned down. Now, here's where we stand. We have pumpkin spice, football, and foliage/leaves. It's up to you to try to bump one of those. What do you got?
I got taffy apples.
taffy
apples?
Like a caramel apple.
Yeah, like bobbin for.
Yeah, there's a little bit of orange going on. You get your red, and you got a little bit of nuts in there.
Well, you got that right.
Just like you, Marilyn.
Marilyn, let me ask you something. Your taffy apples, would you put that in place of pumpkin spice, football, or the leaves?
The pumpkin spice.
Sam?
No.
Oh.
I've never had a taffy
I have been trying to get rid of the pumpkin spice since it was called in. I don't think taffy apples are strong enough to do it.
Every Everybody likes a Daffy apple.
It's not true.
What's a Daffy apple?
You don't know what Daffy apples are?
Never heard of a Daffy apple.
Thus, it should not be in a Hall of Fame if half of us on this show have never heard of it.
I know a caramel apple. That's right. More fall than whatever a Daffy
are
apple is.
Are you saying Daffy like the duck?
Yeah, well, they're aren't they called Daffy apples?
You have made me so happy with your call. How long have you listened to this show, Marilyn?
I've been listening for a while now.
Yeah. I just want you to know I appreciate it. I'm sending you a hug. I don't think the Daffy apples are going to make it, but we'll put them down as an alternate. How's that?
Okay, thank you. But you know what?
What?
Ask around, and they are called Daffy apples.
I'm going to ask around.
Okay, you do that.
I'm gonna,
all right.
Okay.
And I will call you back on that one.
You
all right.
Should.
Okay. I just Googled them.
I'll be looking for you, okay, Marilyn?
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Believe it or not, it looks like it's a Colorado company. The Daffy Apple Corporation.
She works for them.
And, right, and they're caramel apples.
So we just gave them thousands of dollars worth of free advertising.
Well, we've never heard of them.
She's so cute. I wish we should have gotten her number. We could call her in the future for other. She could be one of our correspondents. All right. So here we go, guys. The first two called in survived the final cut. That's the pumpkin spice. Overrated.
Yep.
Football. Yeah. And then we went through a lot of finagling to get to foliage/leaves.
Yeah, yep. that's the only legit one in there.
Mm-hmm. Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.